back to hour number two on Friday, the 5th of August. Hard to believe it's time is flying by quickly. I'm certainly enjoying the summer, although we've had some strange weather. The last few months it's been very dry here on the West Coast, although that looks like it might end soon. As we're getting clouds now, maybe the monsoons are going to finally hit. We have a lot of issues to cover today, and biosecurity on the Zika virus. There's some major news in Florida. Seismic issues, radiation issues, volcanism. Let's get started.
Well, okay, and let's start with the gamma radiation levels of concern. And if you click that link, you'll see a map of the United States. And this is published regularly, at least daily, and sometimes more than daily. And the the ones that were of concern are the dark, are the red and black ones.
Right.
So you can see which ones those are. And then below that, I've highlighted the ones where the gamma count, and this is counts per minute of gamma.
Right.
In the range of 600 to 800 kilo electron volts. And they show you the current level and the high level and the low level. And they even give you the state.
Now, this gamma indicates that there is radioisotopes releasing gamma rays over parts of the U.S. It's not gamma rays coming from deep space, coming through the troposphere and the ionosphere. We're talking about local radioisotopes that are spreading across the U.S. Is that right?
That's right. And the source needs to be identified. So, for instance, people in Idaho Falls, Idaho, and we know that's where the, what's the name of it? It's the National Laboratory is.
Was that, you're talking about Hanford, or?
No.
No, it was up in Idaho, up in Snake River, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah. Anyway, they have, it's got 563 counts per minute of gamma, and that's the high. So that's a new high for them.
Wow.
So they definitely need to call their emergency management people. Usually they're with the fire department. And find out why they're having high readings of gamma. Now, gamma is the radiation that hurts people.
Now, they have a nuclear reactor there. They have a depleted uranium reprocessing plant. By the way, all the nuclear material that comes out of Canadian CANDU-type reactors is shipped to that particular plant to be converted to depleted uranium used for munitions in the United States, Israel, and given sold back to Canada. In fact, the reprocessing plant that actually converts it to munitions and artillery shells for Israel is in Calgary, Alberta. I took care of the employees back years ago that did the reprocessing and creating the munitions, but all the conversion of Canadian nuclear material for nuclear reactors in Canada is at that plant. Interesting, eh?
Well, there's something wrong then. You know, either they aren't filtering it, or they've got a leak, or they've had a blowout of some kind.
Yeah, now, something's happening in one or another of their processes, because they have a nuclear reactor, they have a reprocessing plant, etc.
Yes. Now, the people in Fort Wayne, Indiana, if you scroll down, you'll see another red line.
Right.
And the current is 351 counts per minute of gamma, and that happens to be the high for that part, for Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Right.
So those people need to become their emergency management people. Usually it's with the fire department, but it might not be. And find out why all of a sudden they've got high gamma in their air.
Now, Fort Wayne, Indiana, is that where a lot of the old nuclear materials for the Manhattan Project were stored? Is that the one you're talking about?
Indiana, well, I suppose it's possible. It is pretty close to Chicago.
Right.
I don't know what's stored there.
There's several sites. One is near Oak Ridge, Tennessee, was another area where a lot of nuclear materials for the initial research on the background of nuclear materials, and also outside of Chicago, because they had the first major uranium purification plant in Chicago, and then later at Oak Ridge National Labs in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. There's a lot of these places where there's really old stuff that's improperly stored. It would be my guess.
Well, I don't... Anyway, that's what I've done for you. You can get this information online, and it's updated more than once a day.
Wow. Yeah, so there's a lot of material here that There's also, you've got some other interesting plants. Do you want to pop up to Zika? Because Zika's in the news. And I couldn't believe this story, but Natural News, which is I don't even want to mention his name. They're trying to say it's all due to industrial spraying of pesticides that's causing the microcephaly and the other effects. I'm thinking, no, these things are toxic. In fact, the toxic spraying that they're now going to do in Florida to control mosquitoes, besides releasing the OX513A Franken mosquitoes, both of them are toxic. But, you know, Zika virus by itself with these 15 base pairs causes an increased rate of ascending Guillain-Barré paralysis and microcephaly. We know that's a fact. So for them to make the statement that it's all due to pesticides is irresponsible. Let's put it that way.
Well, that's people in Brazil. Those are the government people in Brazil, and they've got to blame something.
I'm talking about Mike Adams over at Natural News. They're trying to say the same thing, which is, remember now, these are not medical doctors or toxicologists or environmental people. They're unqualified so-called journalists reporting on stuff they have no conception or right to speak on. So they need to stop it. Okay.
Yes, I agree.
It's disturbing because there's more than one thing here. For example, when they remove 2,4-5-T, which is one of the components in the defoliation used in Agent Orange, they left 2,4-D, which still has dioxins in it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is they did some legal wrangling to fool around. The same way when they did approve aspartame under Rumsfeld. That's why we call it Rumsfeld disease, when people get aspartame-induced brain damage. Diabetes and other problems. The fact is it contains diketopiperazine, which is jet fuel in GP8. It contains methyl alcohol and formaldehyde, which is an embalming agent. So when people don't understand that there's multiple factors here, so for example, in autism, we have not only glyphosates, but we also have GMO food and stack vaccines that are increasing rates and demineralization of the soil, increasing rates of autism because they lack the antioxidant enzymes to prevent and protect the blood-brain barrier. But to just say it's just one issue, even if it's a major issue, it's not correct. Just the same way as we have colony collapse disorder, it's not only Wi-Fi of networks, it's also neonicotinoid pesticides. We've seen this in France. It's also genetically modified food, and it's also transporting the bees across the country, exposed to auto pollution of trimethylamine anhydride from diesel fuel and other oxidative stresses. And then we wonder why the bees get sick and die. It's like, are you kidding? And then when I hear non-experts try to say it's only due to pesticides, it's not due to Zika virus genetic thing, it's because of a platform change with a new introduction of this double-stranded DNA that can jump around the genome of every species that contains DNA, plants, animals, vectors, humans. And they try to say it's not that. The Zika virus is a whole-blown hoax. It's not a hoax. You're an idiot out there, Mike Adams, and you idiots, to try to say it's just one factor. The toxic pesticides they're going to spray in South Florida, along with the release of this Oxitex Intrexon Franken mosquito, is a gene plague on top of the plague of unsafe pesticides that will affect the fetus in utero, that will be 100 million times more likely to have genetic damage and epigenetic changes caused by pesticides. So it's not just one issue, morons. You need to shut the hell up and stop talking about stuff you're not qualified to talk about.
Okay, well, the Wall Street Journal has published a nice map that shows where the likelihood of getting a Zika would be in Florida. And as you can guess, it's by the population center. So they're talking about Orlando, Tampa, Fort Myers, and Miami.
Right, and there's two districts, by the way, in South Florida where they've actually blocked blood transfusions and organ donations from these districts because they're now saying Zika is endemic to them, right near Miami.
Well, what they're waiting for is they're waiting for a test, and then what they're going to do is they're going to test the blood that's donated, but they haven't got that far yet.
But they're not testing, they're testing plasma, they're not testing whole blood. And as you mentioned before, plasma disappears in a week, whole blood will take 2 months, and it can be hidden in the bone marrow and other tissues like the eye, the uterus, and testicles can exist for many months or maybe permanently. And the problem is because they're not testing, like a good carpenter, if you don't test, you don't know. And as a result, they have a thesis that's not based on logic or evidence because they haven't tested.
Well, they did take urine samples as well as blood samples for that square mile area by Wynwood and the other one. I always forget the name of it. But in any case, It's a square mile area south east of Miami. And the governor of Florida has directed the Florida Department of Health to provide Zika testing to pregnant women at all county health departments at no cost. Now, the problem is they don't have enough test kits. So what they're going to do is they're going to ration it. They're going to, the first to get it are going to be the people that live in that 1 square mile area.
Right.
And then the second people to get it are going to be those pregnant women who have been to an area of the world that's endemic in Zika. And then the third, by that time they hope to have enough test kits so that any pregnant woman anywhere in Florida can go to the local health department and get a Zika test at no cost.
Yeah, now that Zika test, though, is going to test plasma, which means if depending on the timing, they're going to miss it. And it may still be in utero, which may persist. It may also go to what's called remote sites, the eye, the brain, and other tissues, including the ovaries in women, and the endocervix, which apparently, according to this Guadalupe Island study they did a few months ago, it stays in the endocervix for many months, so it becomes a sexually transmitted disease, even though it's cleared from the blood. So this is not good,
right.
Is it?
No, women can transmit this to men, and they found that. Yeah, I'm a little disturbed that they're only testing urine and blood. I would like them to test saliva, too. But even so, just, you know, in this 1 square mile area where they have tested, they've gone door to door, and they've tested everybody in there, and they have found 14 cases of Zika that that they cannot trace to travel or to sex. So they think that it's from the mosquitoes. But, as you remember, there is a man in Utah who was taking care of his elderly relative.
Yeah, he was a caregiver.
Relative.
Yeah, he was actually a relative.
He was a caregiver.
Yeah,
his relative passed away, and he did have Zika, but he had other things, too. And then this caretaker, he was a younger man, he got Zika. He went in, and they tested him, and he had Zika, and they don't know how he got it. I mean, it wasn't sex. They're pretty sure it's not a mosquito.
Well, he's dealing with bodily fluids, so he's probably either in stool, urine, if he's bleeding, or if he had bed sores. He may have open wounds. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons that he could have acquired it. The problem is this hides inside the cells in the endoplasmic reticulum. That's why it can cause a thing in the brain called UPR, unfolding protein response. It can result in neurotropic apoptosis or death of brain cells, especially in the first trimester. But it can persist in the eye, so even these children born with Zika, it can continue deteriorating their brain or their vision even after they're born, and they continue to persist in having it in remote tissues. So there's a lot of things we don't know about this. Our antipathogenics, which includes Neutrodyne, Alcimed, and Silver, will kill it. We know we can block the virus with the NutriDefense, which blocks all RNA and DNA virus capsids, which I designed years ago because I knew this kind of bioweapon, natural or tweaked bioweapon, could get out there. And it's tweaked for several reasons. It's only 15 base pair changes, but those base pair changes have increased the rate of microcephaly dramatically. And I know that there's been spraying for years out there, but to see a sudden surge in microcephaly, it may be a combination of pesticide spraying and Zika virus inducing UPR changes, because I'm sure it's more than one factor affecting epigenetics. It's not just one.
Okay, but it's good that they're testing all the pregnant women in Florida, and we probably need to be doing that across the country. Now, they have set up a Zika virus information hotline for Florida residents and visitors, as anyone or anybody else who's planning to travel to Florida, and they will answer your questions. They still think that it's in this Wynwood Edgewater area, 1 square mile, and what they're doing now is, you know, before they were going door to door, and then they were walking around with a sprayer, and they were spraying a larvicide. Well, let me get this one first. The U.S. military. They now have 15 cases. Now, the 15th case did not come from that Edgewater, Wynwood area. And so they've got to figure out how that person got Zika, even though they had never been near that area. And again, they're looking for mosquitoes, but Dr. Bill, they have not found Zika in any of the mosquitoes that they've captured.
Wow.
Yes. So I'm still, that's why I brought up the Utah thing. There may be another mode of transmission besides sex and mosquito.
Well, we wonder, here's another question that I want to put out, because I think the most important thing is to ask the best questions. Can Zika embed itself into animal populations, say cattle, and then can it later cause infection, just like bovine spongiform encephalopathy, which is a retrovirus particle, where the protein can actually code for an RNA particle that can allow the replication of the protein. So I just wonder if Zika is similar, if it can actually get embedded in meat, because I think the second or third largest cattle-producing area in the world is Brazil, and which is why they use so much pesticides, including tetracycline, which is why they get resistance.
Right.
But is it possible for Zika to get embedded and actually be a stealth infection in meat or some other food that can later cause an actual infection? I don't know. I mean, I'm just raising the question.
The answer is, yes, it does get into livestock, and the cows, when their calves are born, the calves are either born dead or they're born so disabled that they're put down.
Right.
Okay.
But can there be a lighter infection or infection of a mature animal that gets bitten by mosquitoes and they carry the infection and they recover it, but it maintained in, say, their ovaries or their other sexual organs, and in fact they've now got a stealth infection that could be passed on in their meat, maybe only certain meat, maybe neurotropic, for example, maybe it's in their spinal cord and nervous system and brains, but remember, some people will eat parts of the animal that may be a carrier of certain viruses. We know that viruses, if they're neurotropic, can be carried. Eat the spinal cord and brains, you're more likely to get them.
Well, it does not form spores.
Right.
I think as long as your beef is well cooked, or your lamb, or whatever, we haven't found it in chickens, but we have found it in livestock in general, goats, cows, that kind of beef. And but I think that because it does not form spores, that as long as you cook it well enough. And, of course, avoid eating any of the nervous system, like the brain or the spinal cord.
Exactly, yeah. Now, one of the other things that I'm going to propose as far as testing is the metapathia with Hunter function. And I've been testing out this machine for the last 3 weeks. It's an upgrade from the Bioplasm, which I've been experimenting with for the last few years. And it actually will pick up harmonic resonance of pathogens in the tissues. And it has a Hunter function to not only find out the name of the pathogen, but to look at the biophotonic signature and even tell you the organs in which it's present. So it can actually scan and find the anatomic location as well with the Hunter function. So if we had to use this machine and then combine it with conventional PCR testing of whole blood and other target organs, we'd actually be able to determine where it's present. But also the Russians have worked in the 70s, it developed a harmonic resonant bombs that could actually destroy biological weapons up to 1,500 plus radio miles from the site where the release of the weapon that experimentally got out of containment. So to me, the idea of pesticide spraying, we should look at harmonic resonance technologies to actually suppress pathogens, just like they've been using radionics, for example, for years in agricultural crops to maintain and control pests. I have a feeling that this kind of approach of harmonic resonant technology might be used to not only diagnose the presence, but also to suppress the spread of the pathogen with only toxic effects of pesticides.
Yes, I think I think you should continue to promote that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the Air Force, they found in the Department of Defense, they found 41 service members who have Zika.
Wow.
Since they've been tracking the infections, and one of them is expecting a baby. Now, that's important, and oops, I hear the music.
Yeah, the bumper's coming, so we're going to get a short segment and then a long one. Lots of time to cover all this important material. Again, the most important thing is we ask questions and we try to provide you tools and technologies and nutraceuticals to protect you, just like we had someone do a test with Allison Med, and they went to a bug-infested area of Alberta and didn't get hurt any bites. Using Allison Med. Back in a moment.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
And we have some important stuff to talk about, the Air Force and Zika virus. Let's continue.
Yes. So the Pentagon has been tracking infections earlier this year, and they're tracking this pregnant woman who can, you know, they'll take her out of a Zika endemic zone.
Right.
But they have finally, I finally have a percentage that I can hang my hat on. And that is that fetuses of mothers infected with Zika in their first trimester face up to a 13% chance of being born with severe brain abnormalities.
Right, and this is, by the way, Zika alone. It's not Zika plus pesticides, isn't it?
Well, this is just from the Pentagon, and we don't know if they factored in.
We should have actually analysis of data that looks at the data sets. Did they have a stack vaccines? Did they have pesticide spraying conjointly with the first trimester of pregnancy? In other words, we want to tease out these drivers in terms of microcephaly and persisting Zika virus infection in the fetus. And
right.
That would lay to rest this idea that pesticides alone can produce microcephaly or the other effects, when in fact it may be a combination of factors, but Zika is not to be taken out of the equation. It's important.
Yes. Well, they're monitoring all the military installations that are at risk for mosquito-borne diseases, but the number, the 13%, now listen to this, chance of being born with severe brain abnormalities.
Right.
Well, severe is, what about mild brain abnormalities?
Right.
How about eye abnormalities?
Right.
You know, what about, you know, if it's 13% chance for severe, then what are we talking about, 50% chance for abnormalities? I would guess that.
Yeah.
And we, like you said, we don't know all the conditions. Military bases are notoriously dirty with organic phosphates and other insecticides.
Right.
So, but this is an important sentence that's in this press release. And because it came out of the Defense Department, it has a lot of reliability as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
They have signed an agreement with Sanofi Pasteur to further develop and manufacture a vaccine from, now listen to this, from a purified inactivated Zika. Purified inactivated Zika.
Right.
Now that is very important. As far as I know, this is the second vaccine that will be from an inactivated Zika, non-tremor live attenuated Zika virus.
Right.
And so if they get this purified inactivated Zika vaccine, then that's the one you want to ask for. You don't want to go in and get any of these Zika vaccines that they're going to be giving that are live in attenuated
yeah.
Virus. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're smart. So I tip of my hat to the Pentagon because they are looking for an inactivated Zika vaccine. Mm. Now, this Health and Homeland Security director, she wrote a letter, and her name is Sylvia Burwell. And she says, we need more money. We're going to run out of money by the end of the year. And the end of the year is the end of October.
Right.
Or the end of September. And and what they want to do is they want to spray. Now, the problem with spraying is that all mosquitoes are not alike. Okay?
Right.
We have to start there. And the Zika mosquito, which is the Aedes aegypti, don't breed on open water. So spraying, when the mosquito doesn't live on open water, doesn't work.
In other words, it lives on a drop of water on a plant in your windowsill or in a glass somewhere. It doesn't need an open water source to breed.
Well, not only that, it lays its eggs on an overhang.
Right.
So it's under an overhang. And so the pesticide comes down, and it doesn't even begin to work.
Right. So in other words, the mechanics of their plan doesn't make logical sense in terms of spraying because it's not the right type of mosquito that carries the virus.
So I wouldn't give her any money until she sets up a task force with somebody who knows mosquitoes.
Most likely she's an accountant or a pencil pusher. There's no background in bioterrorism, biosecurity.
She doesn't know her mosquitoes.
Exactly. It's very obvious. She has no academic background to indicate what she's doing.
Yeah.
Nasty. Nasty, I call malignant stupidity. How's that?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Sky fall and it crumbles.
Welcome back, and we're talking about organophosphates. Let's get into this a bit, because it's one of the type of spray chemicals they're going to be putting in the environment to try to control mosquitoes. And as you mentioned, the Aedes aegypti mosquito isn't properly an open, if you want to call it, replicating mosquito in open waters. This isn't going to work. And also, the organophosphates themselves are toxic to people, and especially fetuses, which can be up to 100 million times more toxic, affected by this type of material. And phase 1 and phase 2 detox pathways are supported by things like our life support, BioLVR, superfolate, pyrimethyl B12, and S-methyl, and xenoestrogen detox to help clear the xenotoxins. The esterases break it down, and methylation, sulfation, glucuronidation, which is also in our life support. It's a phase 2 detox support. People should realize that the average person doesn't have the detox capacity for heavy metals like mercury or cadmium or arsenic if they eat a lot of chicken that's non-organic chicken. They don't have the capacity to deal with organophosphates, which are pesticides commonly used around farm areas and around areas where they're trying to control mosquitoes. And when you look at fetuses, which have immature genetics and enzyme systems, they're up to 100 million times more sensitive to epigenetic damage caused by organophosphate pesticides. This is crazy stuff, isn't it?
This is crazy stuff. In a conference call on Tuesday, CDC Director Dr. Thomas Frieden, he expressed concern, now listen to this, that vector control efforts so far have not been as effective as hoped. Well, we've already talked about the Aedes aegypti mosquito and noted that it does not breed on open water. It breeds on an overhang. So that means that anything you spray won't get to the eggs. It won't get to the mosquito because it's underneath something that the insecticide will land on. So they did the spraying on Wednesday, and they had been using, as a fogger when they walked around the neighborhood, two products in the pyrethroid class of insecticides.
Right.
But for the aerial campaign, the state will use a chemical called Nalid. And I have some more information about that. They say, now according to this article, this is reported by Reuters,
right.
They say that Miami-Dade health officials said residents do not need to take special precautions during aerial spraying activities.
That's crazy.
But it has recommended that people with known allergies remain indoors.
These are people that are totally ignorant. They're what we call basically frauds, trying to pretend they know something. Give you an example of some supplements that I can recommend that we carry. We carry acetylated glutathione called cell detox glutathione. We carry Nutritrella, the most powerful long-acting form of all the isomers of alpha-lipoic acid, which is extremely important to recycle. We have milk thistle, which is in our cardiovascular, is a very powerful detoxification agent. We have selenium, which is in our minerals plus, and also selenium cruciferate, extremely important for glutathione peroxidase activity. We have, of course, the Chelormax for heavy metals. We also have xenoestrogen detox and NutriDefense, which will chelate out and pull out biotoxins. And we have life support, which has all the phase 2 detox protocols. I don't recommend charcoal or bentonite clay. I recommend you take things that are going to grab the chemicals, such as xenoestrogen detox, NutriDefense, life support, and of course the methylation pathways support with superfolate, pyrimethyl B12, and super. But the, as I said, the list is glutathione first, the cell detox glutathione, Nutritrella. These are really important. And if you want more information on it, if you're in an endemic spraying area, you should be taking these and loading up a day or two before the spraying program happens. You need to take adequate dosage of buffered vitamin C, vitamin E, which helps stops the generation of hydroperoxy, nitroperoxy radical, and the water-soluble form of coenzyme Q10 is also very important for detoxification. So I can put together a protocol, and I'll have it posted up for those people who are also in our wellness conditions. But if you have a question, just drop me an email. But it's important. When people say, just go indoors, that's stupid. This is an example of what I call an uninformed, dangerous medical profession. The trends pretend they're functional medicine doctors when they're basically advanced pharmaceutical drug reps and technicians pretending to be physicians. A physician is someone who's a problem solver that should be able to defend a PhD in a medical biological science, that has enough solid background in biochemistry, epigenetics, toxicology, infectious disease, stealth pathogens, immunology, and biophotonic physics of what a biological system is. For example, your telomeres are actually biophoton antennas that regulate the ion channels that transport minerals and biomolecules into the cell and toxins out. And the problem is there's a feedback system there, and if you don't have proper nutrients present and you have biotoxins present that jam different metabolic pathways, you're going to get cancer, you're going to get autoimmune disease, and you're going to get neurodegeneration. And for people to just say stay indoors, that's dangerous and stupid when you're doing aerial spraying.
Yes, this insecticide can be absorbed through the skin. You can breathe it in, and it will get into your respiratory system,
right,
and into the rest of your body, and it stays on vegetables,
right,
and fruits that are in the area. So if you have an outdoor market and you go and buy a head of lettuce and you eat it, you are swallowing this organic phosphate malate.
And you therefore should understand, even if you're buying food from an endemic area where they are spraying, you're going to get other effects. For example, you're going to get hyperinsulinemia, you're going to end up with obesity, you're going to see increased autism, you're going to see BOF, or brain on fire, which causes dementia, you're going to see accelerated eye diseases like glaucoma, retinal macular changes, etc. You're going to see autoimmune conditions and polyneuropathy because of robbing of the nutrients that protect you against toxins also will cause neuropathy and other issues. So these are all extremely, you know, I call the diseases of famine of nutrients and minerals. We also have the diseases of polytoxicity. And the average person has somewhere up to 10,000 chemicals in their body, with 8 new chemicals every day in the biosphere of America alone, in their body in fat biopsies or red and white cell membrane tests, which I've done with Dr. Slonwhite at near Fort in Texas, between Dallas and Fort Worth. And I can tell you that the uninformed that don't test have no idea and don't have a right to qualify or make a comment on these things because they haven't tested on patients for decades, seeing just how much garbage is in the average human body. It's ridiculous.
All right, I want to go over some of the effects that you may feel. Appetite loss, headache, depression, drowsiness, thirst, convulsions, weakness, paralysis, tremor, twitching, lack of coordination, reflex abnormalities, concentration impairment, fatigue, memory problems, confusion, learning and speech impairment, mental slowing, reduced initiative, delirium, hallucinations, impaired color vision, night blindness, increased olfactory and auditory threshold, ringing in the ears, tinnitus, equilibrium changes, dizziness, pain and tactile disorders, tingling, numbness, increased cold sensitivity, sleep disturbances, excitability, depression, anxiety, increased irritability, delirium, hallucinations, restlessness, nervousness, sexual activity loss, and tension. So don't let them tell you. What you need to do if you're in an area like that is to build a web page, and everybody in that area should report any kind of health effects that they have as a result of the spring.
A few other additional ones I'll throw in there: heart palpitations, thyroid and adrenal problems, and mitochondrial dysfunction, which causes chronic fatigue or anxiety, insomnia. Because when you get stress hormones that persist at night, it's the primary cause of insomnia is elevated cortisol and stress hormones.
Now, let me tell you about what happened at Puerto Rico and why the malad ended up in Florida. CDC. That's the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, went so far as to ship the insecticide, the organophosphate insecticide called Nalid, to Puerto Rico without notifying the Commonwealth. And when the Puerto Rican governor, Padilla, decided on Friday against using Nalid, this was a week ago,
right,
he confronted the CDC. He wanted to know why it suddenly appeared at his wharf and why he hadn't been notified.
Right.
And he sent a team to ensure the pesticide was secure once he discovered where it was being stored on the island. So he didn't even know where it was.
So he didn't have the respect to actually call the governor of Puerto Rico to say, hey, we want to do this to you. We're not even going to call you or send you a fax or an email. That's crazy, isn't it?
So he thought about it, and the opposition to the use of the pesticide was widespread in the Commonwealth, and it reminded the many residents of when the federal government used Puerto Ricans as unwitting participants in contraceptive testing in the 1950s, and when in 1992 the U.S. Navy dropped napalm on part of the island.
So, well, what was that testing you mentioned, the COP test?
Excuse me?
What was that testing that they did back in the 1950s? What was it? Was it a vaccine test?
Or contraceptive testing.
Oh, contraceptive testing, yeah. Yeah, we know that. I actually took care of people who were involved in Georgia and their projects where they're testing for actually inducing cases of syphilis and seeing what it does to people. And I've actually examined people back in the 1980s that were part of that project that was done with black people in Georgia and other states. Pretty nasty.
Now, the environmental group Natural Resources Defense Council, which I'm sure you've heard of, has sent out a warning saying that NALED is a neurotoxin and among the class of the most toxic pesticides. After Governor Padilla announced that he would not give the okay to use NALED, opting for the organic larvicide BTI instead, the CDC apparently shipped, I mean, they'd already bought the NALED.
Right.
And one thing about, I've discovered one thing about corporate corporate people is that once you buy it, you better use it. I mean, they just get in this.
Yeah, their accountants cannot see it on the ledger and not use it, right?
Right. And so they shipped it back to Florida, and they used it on those people, a 10-square-mile area around Miami.
The Wynwood District, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And with no proper, what I call biological buffering to allow their antioxidant systems like cell detox, glutathione, you know, gamma E plus, Nutritrala, Nutri Defense, Zenoestrogen Detox to protect them from a toxic organophosphate pesticides, but which of course affecting the mothers. If the mothers preload themselves, they're far less likely for the fetus to get seriously damaged by these things, toxic epigenetic effects. But the problem is the average doctor knows squat. You know, when I consult with doctors and patients every day around the world, and some days as many as 25 to 30 consults, it's disgusting how little doctors, including specialists, know. It's obscene. And when we talk about the public, they are, at least if they're pursuing the truth, they become at least Google geniuses. They are trying to find the truth. But we have unqualified people like Mike Adams making comments that he shouldn't, when he doesn't deal with a balanced thing, because if we don't have questions first and then data and someone qualified to analyze the data, what business do they have making statements that Zika virus doesn't cause damage and it's only pesticides? And do they describe a mechanism by it? No. And I'm really angry by people, including many of these so-called journalists, whether they say things that are unqualified. You're qualified, I'm qualified. I worked with the FBI and CDC, and when I met them back in March of 2001, before 9/11, they told me about all the war games, including 9/11 that was going to go on up in New York City, and the release of anthrax, which was weaponized. I know how to weaponize for less than $500, by the way. And people don't understand this. So you have unqualified idiots out there. They're opening damn mouths. The regular media is totally useless. The alternative media is pretty damn useless because people believe that anybody who can get a large enough audience must be telling the truth. And that's a pile of garbage. Wes in Idaho, you had a question. Go ahead, Wes.
Yes. Am I to understand, Mr. Deagle, do you approve?
No, it's not Mr. Deagle. He's dead. That's my father. He's dead. Many years ago, 1992.
Okay.
But Dr. Deagle's still here.
Deagle,
I'm still breathing and causing trouble. How's that?
Okay. Do you approve of this or any other vaccination for that matter?
There's a couple that I think are marginal. You got to be damn sure that they're not contaminated. The tetanus vaccine, the Prevnar 13 vaccine, pretty well limit the most of them. Most vaccines, including the acellular pertussis vaccine, the MMR vaccine particularly, it carries a retrovirus that causes cancer. They can even show up in the brains in Cornell University. The things they call vaccines are actually things like the Gardasil that actually inserts DNA so your body makes antigens. They call it a vaccine, but it's actually genetic manipulation of the host. This is craziness. They have vaccines that can create plaque in the NMDA receptor and alter brain pathways so they can take away your drive center so you won't fight against tyranny. I call it an anti-tyranny vaccine that actually DARPA actually funded, believe it or not. So they have 272 vaccines in the pipeline for children and adults in America. And if Hitlery gets in there, guaranteed being the paranoid maniac witch from the Wicked West gets in there, you can guarantee that they'll try to take away all our rights and regulate them away to the point where everybody, especially seniors, will be vaccinated to death, literally.
So which ones are good and which ones are bad?
Tetanus shot and the Prevnar 13. The other ones, as far as I'm concerned, most of them are pretty useless or dangerous. And most of them contain adjuvants, which are going to be toxic to your immune system. So if you take the flu vaccines, not only mercury in most of the vaccines, they have a law here in California where the vaccines were not supposed to contain mercury for children under 3, but because they ran out of vaccines, they literally skipped the law. The governor wrote a little note saying, yeah, we ran out of it, but we'll use it on these kids. Mercury locks on what's called the neurotubulin subunit of to create dendrites and nerve connections in your brain, and they directly, toxically cut off the dendrites with mercury-based adjuvant toxin vaccines. Mercury isosalicylate, unbelievably dangerous. So it gives you an example.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
And that was a good question from Wes. He wanted to know, do I approve any vaccines? Most of the things, they call it a vaccine if they can stick it in you and inject you with something, including toxic adjuvants, attenuated viruses which don't die, which can replicate or actually hide in your immune system like RNA viruses, which we've railed against repeatedly, And the toxic adjuvants, which according to the Canadian government, where they presented the actual studies from universities across Canada, if you had the flu vaccine, this is 5 years ago, presented to the Canadian Parliament, it doubled the rate of getting the flu because it actually suppressed your immune system with mercury, acylsalicylate, and other adjuvants. So even when you get a vaccine, there's two parameters that they should measure, which they've not done in humans or animals. Number one, to measure antibody response of IgG and IgM, they're going to block the virus or tag it so the immune system can find it and kill it with single superoxide anion radical. And number two, do they have a population of activated clone T cells that will increase anamnestically in population volume to attack the pathogen at site and kill it? No one's ever tested that either in animals or humans, but I can tell them how to do the technology with fluorodeoxy-labeled antibody glucose, where the antibodies is fluorodeoxy-labeled, and you can do a PET scan and actually see if the population of cells increases. So, you know, these are important factors, but no one's done the testing, so they don't know. So, what do you think, Ann?
Well, okay. So, we've given you a lot of information, and I know that but look up NALID on the
yeah,
internet.
Yeah, NALID, how do they spell that now? N-A-L-I-D?
L-E-D.
L-E-D.
N-A-L-E-D.
Yeah, organophosphate.
Yep. And listen to what we're saying, but the other thing is that you have to understand that you may not have much choice. And so,
right.
But you can set up a local group, you can make a web page, and you can ask people to say, did you have any of these symptoms after the spring?
Right.
And that's the only way that you're going to get through into the public. That's what they did here in St.
Yeah.
Louis with the radiation.
And by the way, our air filtration system that we carry here in NutraMedical is what's called a plasma and air filter system, which charges the particles of allergens and also changes the structure of biotoxins, so they're grabbed by our filtration system. So our system will filter not only allergen particles, but also toxic chemicals. So nobody else has something like that. I put it there because if you live in a home and you're in an agricultural area, you want to filter the air inside your house with a HEPA filter outside, but in your rooms where you live or sleep, you want to have a plasma air filtration system with actual filters you can wash. And you want to be taking the biotoxin things to protect against organophosphate pollutants by buffering your enzymes with these nutraceuticals. Because if you don't, your body is not going to have the capacity. And you may not have symptoms because you're already partially toxic now, but you're going to cause genetic damage and immune damage. And if you're pregnant, your fetus is at millions of times more risk of epigenetic permanent damage.
And all these tests that they're doing for pregnant women during their first, second, and third trimester will not guarantee that your baby will be born normal. In other words, they're looking at the growth of the brain and the skull, and if they see that it's normal, they're telling you you're going to have a normal baby. But that's not necessarily true.
Yeah, well, that's not necessarily true. They don't know about the persistence of the virus in different tissues. They don't know about the co-toxicity of pesticides. Or if they give this child vaccines, the vaccines that they're stacked may also have stacked adjuvants and upregulate what's called glial cell peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical. We talked about this with Dr. Russell Blaylock several years ago. So there's a lot more to it. If you're not qualified, people out there that are unqualified to talk about this, shut the hell up. How's that? Dr. Deagle's not going to be nice about it. If you're not qualified, don't talk about it. Okay?
All right. Well,
we got the info here. Visit NutraMedical.com. Support us because we provide you the info, not some info, the info. Back in a moment with a firing line in just a minute.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 703- 201-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.